This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Yes, he is worth a whole lot of billions of dollars, but it's been a rough couple of years for Mark Zuckerberg and the company he owns. Facebook is at the uncomfortable center of the controversy over the 2016 election for how easily the company's news algorithms were duped by the Russians. Nicholas Thompson is the editor-in-chief of Wired. He shares the byline on the magazine's March cover story about this topic. It's titled Facebook's 2 Years of Hell. Nick, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
This is an article about how Facebook handles the content on its site in many different ways. I need you to back me up, though, and tell me what was going on, say, in 2016, which seems like a long time ago, but wasn't, and what the philosophy of the company was then.
Well, in 2016, which is really where the story starts, Facebook believes fundamentally that it's a platform, not a publisher. It's a place where people put information, but it really doesn't have a responsibility for what that information is. And then something really crucial happens in the spring of 2016, which is there's a big controversy over whether Facebook is algorithmically biased against Republicans. It involves this thing called trending topics, and it's complicated. But what happens is that the controversy hits, everything goes viral, and then afterwards, Facebook is like, whoa, we can't be seen as having a bias against Republicans. You know, we don't think the stories are true. We don't think the criticism is true. But we have to do everything we possibly can to make sure that perception doesn't get out there. And so from that moment on, through the election, they kind of turn a blind eye to fake news, possibly even to some of the Russia stuff, because so much of that is favoring Trump, and they really don't want to be accused of bias. So that's where the story begins.
Flash forward then to, say, earlier this year, after the election at some point, was there, I'm going to paraphrase you in this article, was there a holy cow moment when they realized what was going on?
Yeah, there were two. I mean, the first is when Trump wins, and then Zuckerberg says, whoa, wait, his first instinct is, oh, we had nothing to do with that. Fake news had no effect on the election. His second reaction is, oh, wait, maybe we did play a big role in that. You can't say that they threw the election to Trump one way or the other, but Zuckerberg realized they did have an important impact. The second holy cow movement comes in, say, May or June of 2017, when they realize it wasn't just fake news. It wasn't just false information put by teenagers in Eastern Europe on it. There was actually a manipulation campaign by Russian propaganda experts that Facebook completely missed, and that they only found about 6 months after the election. And that was a moment where, as one of the executives said, and again to paraphrase, holy cow, this is a national security situation.
Among the many amazing tidbits in this piece is a thing you mentioned where one of the things maybe Facebook wanted to have been looking for was whether the ad payments were made in rubles.
Yeah, I love this detail. So Facebook learns, quite possibly just from a throwaway line in a Time magazine story, also from things they possibly heard on the Hill, that Russian propaganda experts appear to be buying ads. So they start to dig in, and they're like, well, let's look at all the ads purchased, and let's look for signatures. Let's look for browsers that had the language set to Russian. Let's look for purchases set in rubles. And they find these ads. But then somebody miscalculates something about the transaction, maybe the exchange rate between rubles and dollars. And so suddenly at Facebook, it looks like millions of dollars were spent on ads, when really it's thousands.
So let's cut to the chase then and get us to this year after the election. This has all been going on. Zuckerberg's initial reaction to allegations that maybe Facebook had played a role was, in your words, peevish dismissal. But somebody else in this piece describes him as Lenny in Of Mice and Men. He does not understand his power. Do you think Zuckerberg now finally gets it?
I do think that. You know, the image on the cover is of a bruised Mark Zuckerberg, but smiling and looking like somebody who's confident about what's going to happen. I do think that there's been a real shift in the way he sees Facebook and the way he sees its responsibilities. And I think you can see that in the changes he's announced, in his resolution this year that he's going to fix it, in the earnings call where he said this is so important, he's willing to sacrifice some money. Yeah. So I think they will head in a different direction.
Nick Thompson is the editor-in-chief at Wired. The piece that he wrote with Fred Vogelstein is, it's a long one, but it's a good one. It's called Facebook's 2 Years of Hell. That'd be 2016 to today. It's online now. It's on newsstands, I guess, in a week. Nick, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for having me here.